Das Chazar sich in der Schöpfung ganz geschlagen, wenn wir Juden sagt, die Wommen ist auf dem Hemm. Sagt der Mischner, the brother who does Chalitza shares in the estate of the dead brother, just like all the other brothers. If there's a father, he inherits the estate before all the brothers. The brother who does Yibam inherits the entire estate from the dead brother, even if there's a father still alive. Rabbi Yehuda says in both cases, if there's a father, he inherits before the brothers. Frech Gemara, it seems obvious that he does Chalitza, he shouldn't get more than the other brothers. Gemara says, we don't throw the Chalitza in the place of Yibam. Just like one inherits the estate when he does Yibam, maybe he should also inherit the estate when he does Chalitza. If so, Frech Gemara, the Mishnah should say he is only like one of the brothers, not that he is just like one of the brothers. Gemara says, we would have thought that since he decided not to do Yibam, we should penalize him and not give him any share of the estate at all. That's why the Mishnah teaches that he's just like all the other brothers and he still gets his share. The Mishnah said, Im Yesham Av, as Gemara explains, this is based on what we learned that a father inherits a childless son before any other relatives. Misha said, Hakoyne says Yevimtoi. The Mar explains the halacha that he inherits the brother's estate is based on the pasuk that says Yakum Hashem Achiv. Misha said, Rabbi Yehuda Amir Vechulu. Zachti Gemara, Ula and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Pasnak Rabbi Yehuda. The reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda is based on the pasuk of Vehoya HaBechor Asher Tele. The pasuk compares the Yavim to a Bechor. Just like a Bechor is entitled to something extra and he doesn't receive anything while the father is alive, the same is true with the Yavim. If so, then just as a Bechor gets a double portion from his father's estate, the Yavim should also get a double portion after the father dies. But it says the pasuk says Yokum Al Shem Ochiv, not Al Shem Oviv. Maybe we should say that the mitzvah of Yibam should only be done when there's no father and the Yavim stands to inherit the estate of the brother. Otherwise, maybe no Yibam should be done. The Mara says the mitzvah of Yibam is nowhere said to be contingent upon the Yavim's right to inherit. The inheritance is only a side result of the mitzvah of Yibam. Rachinina Kara Pasnak Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yanai told him that his psak is incorrect. We also find the Rav Nachman Pasnak like the Rabbanon. Zakta Mishnah, when one does Chalitza, he becomes usher to her relatives and she becomes usher to his relatives. He may not marry her mother, her maternal grandmother, her paternal grandmother, her daughter, her daughter's daughter, her son's daughter, and her sister for as long as the Chalitza is alive. However, the other brothers may all marry these relatives. She may not marry his father, his father's father, his son, his son's son, his brother, or his brother's son. Zakta Mishnah, a person is mutter to marry the relatives of the tzara of his Chalitza, but he may not marry the tzara of the relative of his Chalitza. Frag the Gemara, whether Rabbanan goes is a shnius in the case of Chalutza, meaning whose relatives are only also the Rabbanan, or they only goes a shnius in the case of an everyday Raisa. Mar answers that the Mishnah says that he's also to marry her grandmother, doesn't prohibit her great-grandmother, so this would suggest that shnius were not instituted for Chalutza. Mar says, no, Raya, it may be that we only mention a grandmother because the Mishnah goes on to say that the other brothers are allowed to marry these people. Had we said the case of great-grandmother, we would have said that maybe that even the other brothers are only a mutter in the great-grandmother, but not the mother or the grandmother. That's what we only mentioned in the case of the mother and the grandmother to show that they're mutter in everybody. If so, why can't the Mishnah mention all the cases and then say that the other brothers are mutter in all cases? Kasha bleibt sure. In fact, the Mishnah says that she may not marry his father's father. Presumably, this is because she's like the daughter-in-law of his son, like a wife of the one who gave the chalitza, which is a shnia, and we see that it's aser. So we see that shnias were guys or even a case of chalitza. The Mishnah says no, because she's aser to him as the actual daughter-in-law of his son, the wife of the one who died, and that's why she's aser, not because of the chalitza part of her life. In fact, the Mishnah says that she's aser to his grandson. Presumably, this is because she's his grandfather's chalitza, which would be a shnia. You see, shnias are a problem over here. They were guys or shnias. The Mishnah says no, she's aser to him as the wife of his grandfather's brother. Brother, meaning the dead brother, which is a shnia, and that's for a deraisa, and therefore no raya that they were goyis or shnias over here in the case of chalutza de rabbanon. In fact, we find that Amemer said that the grandfather's brother's wife is not a shnia at all. You're right. Amemer will have to say that the Mishnah is not referring to the grandson of the one who gave chalitza, rather it's referring to the grandson of the father of the one who gave chalitza, which is the nephew of the one who died, and he is therefore usher to the Yavam. Again, it's not referring to the grandson of the one who gave chalitza, rather it's referring to the grandson of the father of the one who gave chalitza, which is the nephew of the one who died, and he's therefore usher to the Yavama. In fact, that's the same case as brother's son, which is separately listed in the Mishnah. Mar says one refers to the paternal brother's son, and one refers to the maternal brother's son. In fact, Mar Ruchia says in the Braisa that the chalitza becomes usher to four men that would be usher to her deraisa, if she would have married the Yavam, and to four men who are only also to the Rabbanon, and who are the four men also to the Rabbanon, meaning her father's father, his father's father, his mother's father, his son's son, and his daughter's son. Presumably, she'd be also to his grandfathers as being the chalutza of the Yavam, and that would only be a shniya. Mar says, no, she's also to them as the wife of the one who died, not for being the chalutza of the Yavam. In fact, the Braisa says that she's also to his son's son. Presumably, this is because she is his grandfather's chalutza, which would be a shniya. Mar says, no, she's also to him as the wife of his grandfather's brother, the dead brother, which is a shniya on a deraisa. In fact, we find that Amemar said that a grandfather's brother's wife is not a shniya at all, And the Chanamiya Amema will have to say that she is ushered to him as being the chalutza of his grandfather, and he will have to hold that we are geyser shniyas by chalutza as well. In fact, Mar the Braisa says that she's ushered to his daughter's son, which would only be a shniya, but she's ushered to him as his maternal grandfather's brother's wife, the wife of the dead brother. A maternal grandfather's brother's wife is not ushered as a shniya at all. Mar says it must be that she's ushered to him as a status as a chalutza, and we see that we were geyser shniyas for a chalutza as well. Shma minha. Mishnah said Mutter Adam v'chulu. Abtuvi by Kisa name of Shmuel said if one marries a tzar of his chalutza, the child that they have is a mia mamzer. This is because she remains with her original isra of Eishas Ach, is not considered as she too also got chalitza. In which case, he would only be ushered with a lav. Rav Yosef said, we see this from Mishnah as well. The Mishnah said that he is mutter to the relatives of the tzar. Now, if the tzar is considered to have gotten chalitza as well, he would not be mutter to her relatives. Maybe we should say, this refutes Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the tzara is like the chalutza and remains usher to the yavam only with a lav. Rabbi Yochanan will answer the halacha that one is usher to the relatives of the chalutza is only the rabbanon. The rabbanon decided to apply the isra only to the actual chalutza and not to the tzara. Why is it that he's mutter to marry the relatives of the tzara of his chalutza, but he may not marry the tzara of the relatives of the chalutza? Mar explains, the relatives of the chalutza often accompany her to Bezdin for the chalitza. Therefore, we concern that people will get confused and think that the relative is actually the chalutza. Now, if we allow the relative's tzara to marry him, people may think that the tzara of the chalutza is mutter. Therefore, we don't allow that marriage.